singer John Mellencamp went out of his way to make his newest recordings sound old. He played in historic locations with outdated technology, hoping for music that was timeless.
Well, I ain't been baptized. I ain't got no church. No friend in Jesus, and what makes matters worse.
Listen to this recording and you hear the slap of the strings on an old upright bass. You hear the reverberations of the room. You hear the singer's distance from the microphone. There's only one mic to capture every sound of the band.
If I were so afraid, I'd be damned.
Mellencamp made a musical journey for his album No Better Than This. He made this recording at the Sun Studio in Memphis. He stood in the room where great African-American blues singers once recorded, as did the young Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley.
There was an X on the floor where Elvis stood. There was an X where the drum kit was set up. There was an X where the upright bass was supposed to go. And there was an X where the guitar was supposed to go. And the microphone goes in the middle. And so that's what we did. When you hear it, it's just like, well, there's no doubt where you're at. You're in Sun Studios.
So all of you angels, don't waste your words. Dark on my soul, I ain't no good.
The Indiana singer has been touring with Bob Dylan, which is the sort of thing that would get a musician thinking about tradition. As old school as this music sounds, Mellencamp would have liked to make it sound older.
My original idea was to record on a lathe. But that became really, yeah. I wanted to go straight to disc.
You're talking about the wax discs on which people did some of the earliest recordings. Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Yeah.
Just make make it old fashioned.
Yeah, that was the original idea. That became very problematic because you know you couldn't find the material. There was a whole bunch of problems. So I said, well, let's go to the next best thing. Let's find what they recorded on out in the field.
He's referring to the researchers who famously recorded old Southern musicians decades ago.
It's not my nature to be nostalgic at all. I sat by the phone last night waiting for you to call.
Mellencamp traveled around with old reel-to-reel tape machines from the 1950s. He brought his band to an old Texas hotel where the 1920s blues man Robert Johnson once recorded. He even recorded at a historic black church in Savannah, Georgia. Because of the simple recording, producer T-Bone Burnett had no way to mix the sound of different instruments or different versions of a song. They just had to be right.
There's no, you know, half of this song here and half of that song there. Everything was one take. Every performance was the way it was played from beginning to end. T-Bone and I both laughed at, I said, T-Bone, what the hell were we doing in the 80s? Why did we record these songs over and over and over and over again? When I was a kid, I recorded a song, Hurt So Good, and we cut that track 100 times. But first of all, because we couldn't play, and we never could get the rhythm to work, and you know, so we just kept playing it, da-na, da-na. We couldn't get that part right, you know, so we just kept overdubbing and playing and overdubbing. It's like, I would never, as an adult, make a record like that again after this experience. Why? Because this was so much more musical and so much more fun. Then actually, of course, we can play now too. That helps.
Save some time to dream. Save some time for yourself. Don't let your time slip away or be stolen by somebody else.
One of my colleagues here was listening to this song, "Save Some Time to Dream." And to lyrics, which you seem to be advising someone not to let all your time fly by. And it brought to mind a much earlier song of yours, a hit song, Jack and Diane, in which there's a description of almost too much time. Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Do you think your ideas about time and about life have changed as you've gotten a little older?
Well, you know, the older you get, the more you realize it. Wow, you know, I'm burning through these years pretty quickly. And I know there's times that I look back on my early recording career and I really wasted my time. My ego and my drive and my tenacity was so strong as a young man that you know, we had to just, you know, punch our way through. So any accomplishment that we may have had back then was lost on me.
You never paused to savor it, you're saying?
No, I didn't. I never cared about it. I could have cared less. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not complaining. I would bet my bottom dollar I had more fun in that same time period than most people are allowed to have in their life. But at the same time, you know, I didn't take time to enjoy the success that we were having.
That's how John Mellencamp remembers the 1980s. In these latest recordings, in three different locations, you can say he took time to immerse himself in tradition.
Let's suppose our dreams came true, just like they're supposed to do. And let's suppose we spent the rest of our life together.
So what brought you to the third location, that church in Savannah, Georgia, that made you want to record there?
I'm very familiar with that area, almost as familiar as I am with Indiana, because I've been going there so long. Hmm. And I knew that the church, it was a big stopping off place for the Underground Railroad. And it was just the idea that we could go in there in this old, beautiful church downtown Savannah and record on the pulpit. And consequently, we were actually recording where they baptize people, because you lift up a hatch and...
you got some water there.
Yeah, so Elaine and I got baptized there.
That's Elaine Irwin Mellencamp, his wife. Did they sprinkle a little water on you, or did they dunk
you? No. You know, you raise up this floor, and there was like a pool underneath there. It looked like a big coffin, actually, full of water. And you take steps down these old rickety steps into the water, and you're up to your waist in water.
Me and you together.
John Mellencamp's latest recording is no better than this. You can hear him perform a song in our studios at our website, npr.org.